What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Oh, it's giving me the look. James Rapine, 712. Okay, I'm sorry. 216-474-0092. More I think about it, let me get to these phones here in a second. The more I think about it, Dylan Gabriel should have just said thanks and moved on with his day. Yeah. Should have said thanks, moved on with his day. The controversy that set out yesterday.
To avoid the media firestorm.
Yeah, because it just wasn't worth it.
You know, there's entertainers and there's competitors, and I totally understand that. And my job is to compete, and that's what I'm focused on doing. Of course, we're doing this mid-game, but, you know, it's something that I'll get used to and just want to be the best team that I can and create an environment where we can all go do our best work. That's all we want to do.
Hey, that's great and all, and I don't want to believe he was taking a shot at Shedeur Sanders, because if he was, that's bleeped. I cannot stress that enough. That is the wrong thing to do, sir. Wrong thing. He's your teammate. Don't do it. You're going to be in the same quarterback room. That is really, really, really stupid. Don't do it. He don't do it to you. He doesn't need to. He hasn't said anything. He hasn't said boo to a goose. Don't do that. But then I go, I mean, his performance was good. I thought it was fine, good, whatever. And the more annoyed I am by the fact that he said it, I'm going, well, tell me you didn't say that over that performance. Right? Did you say that over that performance? I'm a competitor. I'm not an entertainer. Ease up there, bud. You played a half of preseason football.
Well, was
tough
it
talking, Dylan?
So this
might want to cool it off there a bit.
This was all the Aditi interview, right?
Yes.
So we should add
Aditi on yesterday.
We should add Aditi did ask specifically how proud he was of that performance. So when you are asked how proud you are of a performance, in his mind, did that kind of trigger, oh, good, other people saw it too. Okay, good. They're noticing that this was a good performance. And in his mind, maybe he's thinking that interception wasn't my fault at all. Well, I had two guys, none of them went for the ball.
Okay, but I know that interception wasn't his fault. Let me say that.
Depends on who you ask.
Okay. Well, fair. Yeah. This show agrees that the interception wasn't his fault. Let other people say it. You're supposed to be a leader of the football team. Let other people say. Now, you're putting ideas in his head. I don't know if he's really thinking that, but you asked if he's proud of his performance. So, hey, you still turn the ball over. Even if the interception wasn't your fault, there's still a ball left on the ground.
Yeah.
What's the main objective of this football team here? The only way you're going to win games, as of right now, with this offense and Jerry Jeudy being your number one, and then there's nobody else, there's just a bunch of nameless gray faces for the most part. I hope somebody emerges, but fat chance. So you're going to run the ball, control the clock, not turn the ball over. Eliminate as many mistakes as you possibly can, and hopefully in the fourth quarter, the pendulum will swing your way. That's what you're going to try to do. More on Quinshon Judkins, part of that run of that football, coming up here in a bit. So you can't be, like, it's starting to feel very Jimmy Clausen bowl game, pointing to the logo on his chest, but it's like a pre- New Year's Day bowl. It's like, what are you pointing at? Like, it's not adding up to me. And I'm starting, because of the conversation around it, I go, maybe you should have just said thanks. Because you know what? Shedeur, he was given the same opportunity after his, and he said, I still left a lot of plays out there.
So he played
still got
subpar.
A lot of work to do. I'm still subpar. He was asked about his dad. You know, he said all the things that keeps his name out of people's mouths when trying to talk down on him. And here I am, listening all day yesterday, and I just became more annoyed. I just became more annoyed that he even said it. That's all. I hope I'm looking too far into it right now. And I know that Joe's the starter now and Joe's the story, but damn, why couldn't you just said thanks? Yeah, there's a lot of things that we have to clean up. We're happy with this performance, but we're never satisfied. Easy thing to say.
Let me give you the version that
you wanted to hear.
Please.
You gave us some fabulous wisdom on how you tune out the noise and you don't let it infiltrate yourself. Will you share that with everybody at home?
My job is to compete, and that's what I'm focused on doing. Of course, we're doing this mid-game, but, you know, it's something that I'll get used to and just want to be the best team that I can and create an environment where we can all go do our best work. That's all we want to do.
That's all you need to say.
It is. We can admit the whole thing is kind of weird. You know, doing interviews during a game, like he didn't have to do that in college. That is very different. Like he's
Shador almost seemed to be able to handle it.
He's almost got his feet up, like relaxed. It's over. I finally
I
got
made
out
it
there
through my debut in
yeah,
the NFL.
I finally got the debut. It seems like maybe the coaches were very positive in his ear. Who knows?
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Maybe the coaches told him right away the interception wasn't his fault because you and I would be thinking about that interception. We'd be dwelling on it. Maybe they already told him.
Tommy Reese, I'm sure, came over and go, that's not on you, kid.
Yeah, look, these guys ran to the wrong spot. We told you to deliver the ball. We told you to get it out.
But
I have no idea. But I'm just saying that could be possible.
You're the quarterback as of right now because you're playing in this game. You started this game. You're the leader. You know, you can't go out there and tell everybody that. Because now I'm throwing my teammates under the bus. Whether I want to or not, you're throwing your teammates under the bus. Whether you mean to or not, you're doing that. So this is, I don't care. It's a misstep because you either A, get one of the largest fan bases for a college football player out there on your ass, which you do not want to do. Because if you're talking about entertainers and competitors, you've definitely read and heard what people are saying about you. Or B, you're smelling yourself over a half a preseason football. I don't care if he was 20 for 20 and 3 touchdowns. Let me make the big deal about it. Let fanboy radio guys make a big deal about it. Let writers make a big deal about it. Let us make a big deal about it. It's a preseason game. And it just was something we could have done without. Because either way, one of the two conclusions that people are drawing, the two conclusions that most people are drawing, either a shot at your teammate or you thought very highly of yourself when there's definitely plays left out there and there's definitely turnovers there, no matter who we want to blame it on, they're not good looks. They're not great. It's a misstep. 216-474-0092. All right, back to the business at hand. Jack and Lorraine, you're next up on the fan. Hello, Jack.
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Glad to have you.
Thank you. There's a lot of steps to this, and I think, you know, making a big deal out of their four quarterback competition, every NFL team brings four quarterbacks into camp. I'm sure their plan was that they were going to hope to get one through waivers, put him to the practice squad, maybe keep three on the 53-man roster or trade one of them. And I'm an old-school kind of guy, so these rookie quarterbacks should sit a year if we can afford to do so. And then if the whole plan, like you guys are saying, I might agree with you, is to take one of those top quarterbacks in the next draft, then your goal is to use one of these guys from this year, next year, and allow that guy to sit and learn for a year. So I'm not upset with how things are going, and I firmly believe that as long as Flacco is healthy, he'll play the full year. And if not, if he's not healthy or if he starts to really fall off the cliff, then I think Shador is going to be the man.
Jack, I'm glad you said you were old school. Thank you very much for the call, because having rookies that high sit after other rookies, that's as old school as it gets, man. That is as old school as it gets. That's all I can say to that. Let me get to Mike in Akron. You're next up on the fan.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Glad to have
and
you.
I agree with you. He should have. It was a misstep by him talking, but the Browns created this dumpster fire of a quarterback room. They brought all this attention to themselves. The current depth chart as of yesterday released, Shador's still at number 4. Now, if you look across the NFL, if you're the 4th-string quarterback going into the final preseason game, you will be looking for a team here in a couple weeks, right? I'm pretty sure that every single quarterback in the league that is fourth string right now for another team will be looking for a spot on a roster after cuts.
Bopping back and forth, rookie,
yeah. The Browns can't keep two rookie quarterbacks, right? But they created this, all right? So the thing is that, you know, he did say that. Now, everybody wants to hype his performance. I understand that. We're a play-action pass team, right? We're a run-dominant team. In play action, he was 1 of 6 for 18 yards in the interception. So all five of his incomplete passes were in play action. So tell me, why is everybody hyping up his performance? We're a play action team, and he was 1 of 6. And as a play action quarterback, what you do is you fake the run. You either roll out or you look. A 5'10 quarterback has a lot more problems picking up where the receivers are in play action. Yet we're a play action team.
You know that.
The Browns created this dumpster fire, to be honest with you, and I don't know what they're going to do, but I don't see them. I see one of these rookie quarterbacks being gone because you can't keep two.
I'd be shocked. I really would. Mike, thank you very much for the call. I think you can absolutely keep two. I don't think the rules apply here. Whatever yeah. Whatever previous rules you thought of, I think they go out the window. I think they could certainly keep two rookie quarterbacks. Again, they have been so hesitant. Fact, I mean, refusing to let go of rookies before, to move on from rookies before. Again, they've drafted guys, even in the third, who have no business being in the NFL, and they've held on to those rookies. So I think that both these rookies stay. The other thing is, why we're hyping it, I'll explain to him when we come back. I thought that was a great question.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.